Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Let's talk about some of the contradictions and some of the cracks that have emerged in this case. And there's several of them, and I just kind of want to work through what doesn't make sense from various people. Because not to say it's intentional or right or wrong or this or that, but more so to kind of put some things into perspective. Let's start with the Yellow's timeline versus witness statements, what he said. The ship's bass player, Alistair Yellow Douglas, claimed that he went to bed around 1 a.m. after performing and briefly dancing with Amy. The contradiction here is multiple passengers claimed they saw Yellow with Amy after 5:30 a.m., including near the elevator and heading to the top deck. One even said he gave Amy a drink with dark liquid around that time. So the red flag is he allegedly offered condolences to Brad before the ship's official missing person announcement. And how would he know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the allegation that's been out there. So if he went to bed at 1, how did passengers see him with Amy after 5? I mean, either they're wrong or he is on this. I'm going to guess the condolences thing was more of a internet thing than like legit. But I could be wrong.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that either.
Yeah. Yeah. The balcony, narrative in here and what her dad said. Ron Bradley says he saw Amy sleeping in the cabin balcony at 5:15. The investigators noted there are no witnesses who saw her after that moment. She vanished in the 45-minute window between 5:15 and 6 a.m. So No one, not security, not other passengers, saw her leave the cabin or balcony. She supposedly vanished from a balcony 8 stories above the ocean with no struggle, no sound, and no trace.
Yeah.
So,
and for me, that I am an extremely light sleeper. There is nobody who could be walking around a room that size.
Yeah.
Taking off her shirt, picking up her cigarettes or whatever, opening and closing a door, no matter how quiet you are, I would wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, I was like, if he saw her at 6, I was like, I would never fall soundly to sleep again.
Yeah.
That 45 minutes. Because it takes me an hour just to fall back to sleep if I have to get up and go mm-hmm. to the bathroom. So it's like, I was kind of surprised that nobody in the room heard the door open or shut.
Yeah.
At all, or her moving. Because I've,
I don't know,
obviously, I've been on a lot of cruises.
I could
those
sleep
rooms
through it.
Are
I,
tiny.
That's you. I mean, everybody's different on that. I could probably sleep through it some days and some days not. So I don't know. I don't think it's that difficult that she had left. But what doesn't make sense is, okay, the
she
items.
She was asleep. That's what doesn't make sense.
Why would
she
you,
asleep, she, and she why left, would she leave?
Why would she leave? Why did she only, why are only her cigarettes and lighter missing and other stuff that would be considered more necessity, you know, you would take? She didn't. I mean, so did she leave willingly? Was she lured? I mean, if there was like somebody who came in there and forced her out, that would be a hard sell because of the other person in the room sleeping.
So, because at that point, I kind of was thinking,
did she go answer the door?
Well, and I was like, she was out partying all night, drinking. Did she feel sick? And she had her cigarettes and her lighter in her hand. When you smoke, you have them in your hand frequently.
Yeah.
And I'm like, did she go to throw up over the balcony and accidentally fell? But I think they would have found her.
Well, what if somebody did find her and helped her and then trafficked her?
Oh, there's that. Yeah.
Here, let me help you, ma'am. Let me help you. And then she's on land. I mean, especially if this happened like right there at port, if she fell off.
They had to have been so close.
And,
so close.
And she's just, it's dark. She's, you know, for whatever reason, she ends
injured.
Up. Yeah, injured. She ends up drifted somewhere to some other spot a little ways
away
from the ship.
They're going to take her to get help.
Yep. And then that happened. Maybe it's a combination of both to a certain extent. I don't know. Where maybe there is nothing involved. Where nobody smuggled her off the ship. Where literally she fell off the ship.
She got off the ship somehow. That's the mystery that I think bugs everybody.
Maybe that's like, it. Maybe she did fall, but then it wasn't rescued by proper people. But somebody else was out there and rescued her. Maybe somebody on a boat even. And that's where that went.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. That could be. Prove me wrong. Tell me how that could not have happened. I'm not stuck on it. I'm just curious for folks who have been dug into this story far deeper than I have for years, how that one could be wrong.
And I don't know how high up
the
room was.
Mm-hmm. It was up. I mean, you could have survived, but, you know, it would have hurt. You know, especially if you're not prepared or how you're landing, but it was a survivable fall. I don't know. There's so many angles as to what, you know, what could have happened here. You got the cruise's the cruise line's timeline versus passenger movement. Royal Caribbean claimed they began searching for Amy shortly after being alerted and assisted with the investigation fully. They allowed passengers to disembark for over an hour before making a public announcement. And they were there were no bag checks, no crew interviews, and no effort to freeze movement on the ship or dock during that critical time. That's been the... That's one of the issues that people are criticizing.
That's an issue.
And
I think that's a failure on their part. They should have taken it more seriously.
They should have taken it more seriously. There should have been something better some better protocol in place other than, well, maybe she'll show up.
Yeah. You
know, I mean, yeah, I would hope maybe it's better today, but honestly, unless it's a child, I think you would have almost guaranteed on every trip, there's going to be somebody going, where is the person that's supposed to be in my bedroom? And they're not there and you can't find them for several hours. And it's already disembarkation time for the rest of the boat. What are you going to do? Go knock on every door and before everybody can get off and, hey, are you in the right room? I mean, that's privacy. I can see logistically why they handled it that way at that moment in time. I don't know how you would interrupt basically every cruise, I think, if that happened. Because I'm going to imagine on the floating cities that they are, you're going to have somebody in the room and somebody doesn't know why or how they got there.
Yeah.
Concerning the amount of alcohol consumed on these things.
And how many times people are reported missing who are just passed out in an area.
Exactly. And if that's the case, how do you fix that? You can't like stop disembarking every cruise.
Right.
And you can't go knock on every door and going, are you sleeping with the person you're supposed to be?
But I do think if there is a family who is like, we are missing our daughter.
Lock that shit down.
Yeah. I think if they are disembarking, I think you should be alerted. Like if I'm disembarking with my beach bag, obviously she's not in it.
Yes.
Go ahead and disembark. I'm disembarking with this really oversized suitcase.
Yes. Yeah.
There should have been an alert like that. Come to the side. We need to see what's in your suitcase. Mm-hmm. I think that could have been done.
I agree. No, I agree there. Definitely. And again, it's not an excuse, but different time, different place.
Mm-hmm. True.
Very different on how security was handled.
Because you have to go back to 1998 days, not 2025 days.
Nobody was looking through your bag. No. There was no security screening. There was like maybe a metal detector. And there was nothing other than that you walked through. Because they were just making sure you didn't bring a gun on board, basically. Other than that, you just walked on and off the ship. Today mm-hmm. it's like mini TSA. And none of that. And there was no, you have to have a bag this size, and we're going to check your bag if it's this big. Or like none of that. It didn't exist. People would have been shocked. They would have been insulted. They would have been, you're not going to look in my bag. And that would have been like 99% of people. Because it just wasn't a thing. So there's that of the timeline. And today it's very different. And good. We progressed. And I think it's learning from some of these situations probably why we have progressed. Because, hey, if we had done this, maybe we could have caught that better. So,
but I am hoping for no shoes having to be taken off at the airport soon.
They already do that.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah, I flew the other week and
I heard they were getting ready to not do that anymore. And I flew in March and had to take off my shoes.
No, you can keep your shoes on now. So,
okay, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, that's.
But I do think a lot of what's been put in place is necessary, and it's all reactive. A reaction mm-hmm. to things that have happened.
Yeah.
And so I like to think today there are systems in place on a Royal Caribbean that wouldn't raise eyebrows the way this does, you know, because you do look back on it, question it. That was 27 years ago.
And look, I mean, and think of this too, the size of these ships, if you're thinking of a cruise ship today, think of it being like 1/4 the size.
Yeah, this would have been a much smaller ship. I mean, there's still, I don't know, what would you say, 3,000 people on the ship or something?
I don't know. On this ship, on how many people were on her? Let me get an, I'll get you an answer for that. How many? Let's see what the magic word calculator tells us.
I just Googled. It's 2048 in 1998 on Vision of the Seas.
Yep. But it could, it can hold between 2000 to 2400.
Yeah. So in, not, in I mean, total. Still, it's a lot of people.
It
but
is.
But not to the size of ships they are today. Yeah.
Let me see this. Okay, 7,600 passengers on Icon of the Seas. That's when we went on last year. So again, that, I think my analogy is pretty good. Think of it as like 1/4 the size of the ship. That's how cruise ships were. So it was also a much smaller area to surveil as well. So there's just a lot of things at that time that were just different. But what ultimately happened to her? I at the end of the day, I think she was alive for a period of time. I don't know about today though.
I don't know. That's what would be so hard is not knowing. That poor family, it's torture for them.
And
it's the not knowing.
I don't know that I'd have, I don't know how I would be in that situation. I don't know. I can't say if I would have abandoned hope or if it would have been healthier to abandon hope and just be at peace with, hoping that she is gone and in a better place and not living a trafficked life.
Yeah.
At some point.
But the not knowing.
The not knowing is that.
Constantly
you're always going to wonder, especially if it's your kid, and that would be just the most haunting hell in the world.
Yes.
I cannot imagine being that father or anyone in that family. It's just being a dad. That's, that's to a girl. Yeah. I mean, these sort of scenarios just, I can't imagine. But what do you guys think? Let us know in the comments section on YouTube. And be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening to us on the podcast platforms. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. If you're not there or you're over there, video, audio, search it either way and hit subscribe so you don't miss any of the cases that we cover for you right here. And please, like I said, in the comments section, let us know what your thoughts are on this case. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.